Stay again. There. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sunday morning. En el otro lado es donde viví, con un mijita que se llama Mexías. Su hermana sí me quiere. Y ahorita tenemos un bebé. Sus padres, sus tíos me trataron matar. But they did not get too far. Un poco después tuve que regresar con un chingo de dinero que yo no amasté. Fui a Costa Rica para tomar y surfear. Platicaba con la raza cause they know who we are. Si no le dio cuenta then I bet you never will. You must be a muñeca if you're still standing still and we fall. Caress me down. And that's the loving sound. We go and the girl caress me down. And that's the loving sound. Me gusta mi reggae, me gusta punk rock. Pero la cosa que me gusta más es panochita. La nalga en el aire, if you know who you are. Pon la nalga en el aire y empieza a gritar. Tengan miedo, I'm your papi. Take your chones y los manden a mí. Levanta, levanta, tienes que gritar. Levanta, levanta, tienes que bailar. Cause, caress me down. And that's the loving sound. And the girl caress me down. That's the loving sound. Caress me down. That's the loving sound. And the girls caress me down. That's the loving sound.
Look inside your heart, is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee. Because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. Did you ever fool me? Would you ever picture us? Every time I pull my hair, was any out of fear that you'll find me ugly and one day you'll disappear? Because what's the point of crying? It was never even enough. Did you ever want me? Was I ever good enough?
One of me, he making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he up back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky that you do.
Well, they can hear
us. Everyone put on your headphones. No.
We're on air and you're making a fool of yourself, Marco, so turn down your microphone.
What'd you say?
You're making a fool of yourself. Turn down the microphone.
Oh, they're all on so we can all talk.
Do we want to introduce our radio hosts
tonight?
Everyone
put on your headphones. Yeah, you got that. You can do that.
We can do that. Bruno's outside knocking on the door. Someone take a photo of that.
He's looking for the switch. Look, it's creepy. Wow.
Which way? Which way? Left or right? Oh, front or back? Oh, front.
Oh, he's saying things, but I can't hear him. Okay, wait, I'm going to go out and help him.
Okay. So, everybody, if you want to introduce yourself, my name... Okay, not too much. My name is Lawrence. Get out of here. But actually, DBI.
My name is Theo.
Hi, I'm Simon.
I'm Leah.
And what are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. Does anyone have an interesting question?
What is the most useless classmate you've ever had? Or like...
Class?
No, classmate. Like, do you have any annoying classmate stories? Like, from any classes?
No.
Should we quickly go and say what we're studying?
What are you studying, Lawrence?
No, I'm studying...
We're gonna That's
get okay. Can we move away from academics?
Well, no. Like, what's the worst classmate you've had? Because
you clearly have a story, so please go.
I shouldn't say it because I have two lab partners.
Okay, I feel like there's maybe this maximum.
This was my lab partner. Okay, these are my lab partners in high school.
Bro, for everyone listening, he just did air quotes.
No, they deadass don't know how to do anything. It's
remember
crazy.
That the people listening can't see visuals, so we have to. Like,
yeah,
tell
I know,
them
but they would be
happening.
Able to tell by my voice and the fact that I said my name.
Also, wait.
But I'm doing like this lab with them, and they have to come into lab with this like filled out spreadsheet. Otherwise, you can't do the lab. Like, this is the lab instructions. I'm the only one who's done that, and I text them beforehand. Like,
for what lab?
Make sure, for chemistry 12.
In high school.
In high school. And
guys, we have 30 listeners.
No,
that can't be real.
It's true.
Can I see?
Wait, why is
it's kind of iffy.
Who would be listening to this?
Well,
right
okay,
now?
Can I finish my story?
Yeah, sorry. Yes, please. Continue.
And like neither of them come with it. And so for the first 20 minutes of lab, I'm just like, okay, we'll just use mine as the procedure. And they just like don't listen to me, and they are copying while I'm doing the experiments. They are copying my work. I'm like, what's going on? And then. They, like, don't do anything. I tell this dude to, like, oh, can you do the G3 procedure? He spends deadass 15 minutes, like, looking at the procedure, trying to figure out, until I had to, like, explain to him what, like, step for step how to do it. Sorry.
That sounds really frustrating. I'm sorry you have to go through that.
Yeah. I might have the hardest life out of anybody ever.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. My condolences.
Okay, what was the topic of conversation before I start speaking?
What's your major?
What? What's my what?
Major.
My major is international relations.
And Lawrence's question for everyone was, what's the worst classmate experience you've had? Really interesting stuff. His was in his chem class in high school.
Oh, ever? Ever?
No, just in college.
Oh, in college?
What?
That's a good question, because the issue is, one, either I'm in classes with people that, like, okay, it's going to be in our film class, Lawrence.
Really?
This year. Yeah, because I don't take classes with, like, that many small groups of people, yeah. And then if I'm in a lecture class, I just don't care.
Who was the worst in that class?
I'm going to say...
And what class is this?
Low-key? You know what? I was crashing at my partner for the presentation.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well,
you didn't,
I don't
Angel.
Really care.
Well, really?
Like,
oh my
context,
god, you know what? I saw
it was
her
the
at
person
a,
who was my...
Yeah, I saw her at a DTD pregame.
My god.
Like,
she
the other day.
I can't just flame her on air. That's just not nice. No one knows her name. No, anyone who's listening right now and like...
Who's listening?
Bro, she was so dumb.
You know, I
That's
saw,
a little mean.
Stop. Wait, let the air die after that. She was so dumb.
Sounds a little misogynistic.
No.
Calling a woman dumb.
Okay. Would you call guys dumb? I don't think there's... Listen, there's a lot of smart women. There were smart women in that class, but she was one of the two women in the class she did not represent well. I can't lie.
But there was also this Russian guy who wasn't Russian.
Who was the fake Russian?
Because he was like, he's like very much from America, but he like told us a story about how he wore a pink shirt. What's it is... His grandfather called him gay, and he never.
Oh yeah,
he's never
I do remember him saying that. I do remember him saying that.
Are and we he like did that like, on the air?
Yeah, you can say whatever, except for actually, I think you can literally say whatever. It's free form, so you're supposed to be able to say whatever.
Yeah, but he was like he just dropped that on us mid class, and this was like a war film.
I don't remember who this was.
Really?
No, I don't. I remember
he was
the
one
story,
who was like,
"Oh,
my buddy's a Marine. Oh, my buddy's a Marine. Oh, my buddy's a Marine," and he loves this movie.
There was a guy in there, like the Loki, the soccer kids were getting, oh my God. Was it Gianluca? Am I saying that? No.
Oh my God.
Gianluca wasn't in our class. He's another freshman.
No, I'm not thinking.
Wait,
that.
Also no name dropping. That's a very unique
I don't
name.
Care.
Yeah, that's such unique.
You should care, actually. These are people I run
right.
in the same circle.
You're right. Well, I was not the one you're referencing.
Yeah, no.
Which one was it?
Okay, guys, I think that we should pivot the conversation a little.
I agree.
I'm thinking the combo is a little boring.
Yeah.
So okay. Does anyone have a more interesting question?
Can we talk about Gianluca?
No, that's such a bad question. Wow.
Do you guys want to talk about the,
does anyone have any hot takes?
Happening?
This is a question that comes up a lot.
Okay, my biggest hot take is
okay,
that...
Okay, so you just wanted to answer the question yourself.
Yeah. No,
you just did when you asked that question before, right?
Okay, facts.
Yeah, but I was a little more subtle about it.
All right, well, don't be subtle about it.
Yeah, I'm just being upfront. My biggest hot take is that... It's food related.
I like
is
food.
That... Italian food is extremely overrated.
Yeah, oh my God. Amazing pick.
And I think that pasta as well is...
I will speak on it.
Pasta
because I'm constantly confronted with the question, fuck, marry, kill, pasta, rice, bread. And I'm killing
pasta.
I'm killing pasta
kill
every
pasta.
Time.
Are you
really? I'm killing
with
rice.
This question, bro.
What?
When are you confronted with this question? Fuck, marry, kill.
Get a little closer to the mic. I can't hear you.
He's constantly confronted.
When are you confronted with the question? Fuck,
anytime
marry,
I see a car.
Pasta, rice, bread. That's
bro,
surely
he
so
runs
specific.
In the pasta, rice, bread circles.
Yeah.
You should know this about him.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the
he's
thing
well
to know
known.
About.
This
yeah,
is
exactly.
actually the
yeah.
most well-known. He's the most well-known pasta, bread.
Rice person. Yeah.
No,
person.
A reviewer in the U.S.
You are the person who asks that question. Don't lie to me.
I can be the asker and
he's,
the answer.
He's both.
Then you're not confronted with the question.
He's sometimes
I can be the prophet
it.
And the disciple.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, I agree with that hot take. Yeah, I agree with the hot
Thank
take.
Thank you. Does anyone disagree happily?
I'm Italian.
Marco, do you want to tell me, tell us and the audience a little bit about Grandma's special meatball?
No, okay, new question for people.
Wait, are you not gonna let so you asked the question?
No, new question. No,
you
new
answered it,
new
then
question.
You immediately changed
I know, I'm
the subject.
Going on the food vibe.
Let's just ask it in the round.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck, marry, kill, rice, bread, pasta. Lawrence, you're up.
I would fuck bread, marry pasta, kill rice.
Okay.
Do we yeah.
Insane. But it's okay.
Well, I think like bread is like very
bread you have to keep.
Bread is very like fuckable.
I was thinking
like,
about this in like
it,
a feeling
but also
sense,
just like the, yeah
that.
No as well like
practical
I could
sense.
Imagine
in,
myself. Oh,
no. Then I'm saying.
But
pasta.
I also think I also think with bread it's like you can be really gluttonous for bread sometimes. Yeah, yeah. But like pasta is like consistent.
Yeah.
No, I eat pasta.
I okay.
Really? But like I feel like Asian noodles and like soba noodles. And
yeah,
noodles
all
and
noodles count.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like in terms of like Asian food and like Western food, I'm not going for a noodle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. My base is always going to be rice or bread.
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
Simon,
okay.
Your turn.
Yeah, Simon.
So I think for me it's to fuck pasta.
Yeah, that's
and then marry rice and kill bread.
Okay.
Do you have a specific shape of pasta that you would like to fuck?
Probably penne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? What? Why?
Because, I don't know, because of its shape.
Is it the right size or...
What's like the wider one? I feel like you want to stick it through, no?
I'm saying like tagliatelle because it's super flat.
Yeah, nope. I guess.
Tagliatelle.
What? Okay.
Good pick.
I guess, yeah.
That thing is a good pick.
Marco, your turn to answer the question.
Wait, why did we address why rice? Why are you prioritizing rice?
Narcissists
on rice is Mary because it's like,
yeah,
it's always you can put it to anything.
It's universal base.
Yeah, it's universal base.
That's right. That's good. That's a good point. Okay, I'm gonna say I'll say Mary rice as well because I ate a lot of rice back home, not so much here because the rice here is super bad because they don't have rice steamers. Which is annoying at the dining halls. I'm going to kill pasta as well. It's not that good. And like, yeah, it's not that good. You need sauce for it. That's lame. I don't need sauce for rice. I don't need sauce. Oh, like it would like it would be better.
I don't
with
think
sauce.
You eat plain rice frequently.
If you have to,
I don't think you're eating any of these by themselves.
Wait, Marco, I have a specific
bread
question.
With, like, butter at least.
I have a question.
No.
For you,
raw
Marco.
Dog the bread, raw dog
I can't
the rice.
Hear you.
You can't raw dog the pasta. He's not even speaking into the mic. That's why.
Okay, I think that rice, if you. And you're about to hear when I go next. I'm a rice hater. But rice, if it's spiced correctly, you don't need it with sauce. So I do see your point.
Thank you.
What's your kushari,
pasta
Zelda?
You do need with sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, that is one.
Okay.
And Leah, your turn to answer now.
Right. Wait, and Bruno. Or,
wait, no, okay. He has to rank them. Bruno.
You're right. He hasn't gone yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I think, what did you say, Lawrence, again? You said rice?
I said kill rice, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bread is very fuckable.
Kill
it's like
rice?
A very
rice.
Seductive,
it is.
Short-term pleasure type
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, I get you.
Short-term pleasure?
Listen, bread sticks with you for life.
Yeah, no, it's short-term pleasure, but it's always going to be there.
Exactly.
You know, it's always that short-term pleasure. It's like...
It is kind of like a guilty pleasure.
It's just always, yeah. It's the permanent sneaky link.
Okay.
Yeah. And then pasta definitely is the Mary because there are just so many dishes that I would have to miss out on. And rice, like Cry Me a River, it's a really good base, but like just doesn't compare to the other competitors we have.
Yeah.
Yep.
I respect all takes. So
honestly, that I very much agree with Bruno and Lawrence. Definitely kill rice. It's just I out of the, all the carbs,
I
definitely the bottom. Nope. And then bread
fault,
also
so.
Would fuck bread. And then Mary pasta. Definitely pasta. That is what I dream about. The pasta. Like I fucking love pasta. That's always number one. And
what's your favorite Leah, what's your favorite pasta dish?
Honestly, that's a hard one. I do like a good penne or linguine.
No, like dish. Like
oh dish. That's
well, what's your favorite dish?
Your favorite dish. I am Italian actually. Let's see. Yes, yes.
Melozzi.
compared to Marco, you're at least like true to your roots.
Right, Marco, wait, what percentage of Italian are you?
Technically 25.
25?
My granddad.
Okay.
Where did the extra 5 come from?
Yeah, exactly. I'm struggling to understand where that comes from. Okay.
My mom's side somewhere.
Okay, gotcha. But I'm 25%. And what? Do you have citizenship, though? Yep. Are you Italian?
I do. I got it recently before they passed the language law.
I see. Okay.
I see.
You still didn't answer my question, Leah.
Yes.
What's the question?
Oh, yes. Favorite pasta dish with sauce. I do like a good penne. Also, just like typical, just like tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Spaghetti right. bolognese. I don't know.
Can you say it with a proper?
Well,
like,
I need to say spaghetti bolognese is not Italian. That's an American dish. They never make spaghetti bolognese with spaghetti in Italy.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, that was a very nuanced take by Leah. Thank you very much. Like, I can tell you're a connoisseur. I'm curious, though. Theo, with your deep affinity for rice,
If this is a racist comment, it's sounding like racist. It's gonna be.
It's already setting up that way.
Right? No, continue though.
Okay, for all those. Never mind.
Redacting the question.
No, I was genuinely curious what your top three dishes, not only shapes of rice, are.
Rice dishes?
Yes.
Rice. Okay. My thing. Rice. Okay.
Oh, actually, let's talk about
the other question I was going to pose to the group. The other question I was going to pose to the group is...
Let's do more questions.
Is like top five his. Cuisines.
Yeah, I like right? that. And this guy's going
to
say
so Austrian. The answer to that question is that my top cuisine is Korean food because I'm Korean.
There you go.
And every dish, almost every dish that you eat is rice. With rice. So it's like...
Well, name three.
Name three dishes that I like. My top three Korean dishes are probably one, kimchi jjigae, which is like a kimchi stew.
Cooked you.
Two... is samgyeopsal, which is like pork that you have with like side dishes and rice. And then third is probably sundubjjigae, which is like a soft tofu stew, which you have with rice.
Good work.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Question. So what's everyone's favorite cuisine?
Do you want to start?
Well, I said Korean. Continue.
Oh, I thought we were doing two top five. I guess we're top one.
Well, we'll all go in our top five together.
My number one would be... I'm gonna go with Japanese. It's like not that controversial. It's nothing controversial.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say too.
Wait, how about you do your favorite, and then if you could eat one for the if you could only eat one for the rest of your life, what
that's
would you
that's a good addition.
One dish or what?
One cuisine.
Same. Okay.
One dish? No, one cuisine.
One cuisine, because it's like sometimes your favorite one is not the one.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I wouldn't pick Jeff.
Can we also add least favorite cuisine?
I feel like that puts us in some
I don't want to do that.
I'll do it.
I already said Italian.
I'll do it. Don't worry.
He's going to say Italian.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't say Italian. Sure. Well, okay, where are we restarting now after those additions?
We're starting with you, Mark.
Oh, okay. So I did my favorite, which was Japanese. Now I'm doing the one that if I got to eat it all the time, if I can only eat it, I'm going to pick...
It could be the same, too.
I don't want to say Chinese, because I do get tired of Chinese. I think you're getting tired of anything, honestly. Mm-hmm. Is it crazy that I'm going to say American? Because there's such... Because of all the immigrants, there's such a diverse amount of food here that I don't think I'd get tired of American cuisine.
But that wouldn't be American.
Okay, so you can...
It would be.
So you can count, barbecue?
Yeah, I can count barbecue. I can count burgers. I can count fast food.
Or I guess...
I can count
soul
smoked
food.
Salmon. I can count any... dish that was made
but
in the
arguably
US,
soul food
US.
Is a different cuisine than American.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, you can. Yes,
so I don't know like what is like
butter chicken is the national dish.
Like a diet like a specific diasporic cuisine separate
that's
from
Tanzanian cuisine
the should be
like
no,
native
should be
cuisine.
I feel like there's no food that stems from the native cuisine. What
do
you mean
native? Triggered this
like as in like
he's
like made by just like a diaspora.
You know what? I'll look it up. Since
all the food is made by
he's gonna claim he wants all
a lot
the
of
yeah,
food.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I mean, like for example, would that be different from the native food from where they? All right,
here it is. I'm gonna read it out for you, Bruno.
Like I feel like
you're saying is it different than like where they immigrated from?
Yeah, I feel like soul food is like a pretty easy
ethnicity specific and immigrant
like,
influence. There's an entire
really
section on
making
it. Actually,
equivalence to Africa.
No,
because
you
it's so many.
There's Jewish
it's
American,
from, like,
Russian American, Italian American,
but
it's Chinese
also,
cuisines.
Let's say like Chinese food, or like Vietnamese food in Texas, because there's a big Vietnamese community in Texas, and they've kind of created their
American.
Own cuisine through that. Is that still Vietnamese or is that Texan?
That's interesting. I feel like
they're,
Chinese
under the umbrella category.
There's a lot of Chinese food that's like you know like orange chicken is not a dish in China.
It
is Indian food.
Mexican is
UK.
Thing, and then there's Tex-Mex.
Exactly.
Tex-Mex
so
is American cuisine.
I think like I still would not consider that American
from
food. And
but would you consider it like
I think it's like a weird in between.
Tex-Mex is
I mean,
not
that's
bad.
The issue with like, not issue, but like that's the thing about like
this
immigrant
is
countries.
Yeah.
It's just like they have all these different cuisines that stem from all these different places. And so you can't like quantify their cuisine as that, right?
No. It's like, maybe no, but I would prefer. But
it's,
I mean, I the one
it's like there's British food, but then there's also like British immigrant food.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like just putting anything in boxes is difficult. Sure. You could say like all British that, food, but then it's like the difficulty there is like, food. do these groups want to be labeled as British?
That doesn't exist in Italy. They don't make bolognese.
I agree.
Spaghetti in Italy. That would never. You cannot order that at a restaurant.
Yeah.
A bolognese.
With spaghetti?
No. I went to Edinburgh and I had doner. Mm-hmm. It was that combination. So bad.
Very different then.
I found the Turkish food in Vienna is really good.
Yeah. He's talking too much.
Wait, Bruno. I went to Edinburgh and I got a doner and it was so bad.
It was what? Good?
So bad. Bad? In Edinburgh.
We need to give this guy...
I would think that it's bad, but you... Simon, he went to Ferhat Döner for the first time.
I went to Ferhat, but I didn't get a Döner. I got a Dürüm.
I told.
But also, Döner is like not originally like German food.
No, it's not. But it's like I. But there is like a like, big.
It's not.
There's a big like Turkish community.
But I would consider Döner like German food.
Really?
Like in my mind, yes. Yeah.
Would
yes.
you consider it Austrian food if you're getting it from like a?
No, I think it's definitely
Turkish,
but still, like, it's, even though I wouldn't consider it Austrian food, like, we shouldn't be claiming it, it's still part of our culture now. Yeah,
it's like the real question, like, is it more about, like, the perception of, like, how other people see it, or is it about, this like, is, the people who make it?
I had this thought, because I think the part of why it would be more likely to be seen as German... in Germany than it would be to be seen as Austrian in Austria is because I do think that Austrian society kind of makes it harder for it is less of like an accessible kind of national identity. So I do think there's like a pretty specific kind of diaspora of like Middle Eastern communities. So it would like it's still kind of kept within that. And you don't have that much. Like, obviously, like, pretty much everybody will eat it. But because I just don't think it's, like...
But what do you mean? How does that... Why is that different from Germany?
What does he say?
I don't actually know how it is in Germany. I was just throwing it out there. I was trying to get us on a different level.
No, okay, yeah, yeah.
What did you say?
I can respond to that. But, like, what do you mean? Like, why is that different from...
I don't know anything. Can we not bring Germany into this? Because I don't really know anything.
You were comparing Austria to
yeah, I know.
Germany,
but, like, yeah. I was assuming he knew what he was talking about. Because he, like, considered
what
it German food. Austria. And I was wondering why we wouldn't.
Share it.
Also, share
let me go back to the actual subject.
I think I'm coming from, like, an American perspective.
Döner itself.
Not coming from, like,
I think Döner itself, the kebab Döner, is, like, that is something that is German. Because that is from Turkish immigrants in Germany, I guess, that, like, was... originally founded, but because in like the bread version of it, which is different than the plate
then me and Lawrence were also talking about, we were like, okay, like American Chinese food, would you consider that American food? Like orange chicken doesn't exist
in
the China, but like we'd be like, okay, I'm getting Chinese food, I want orange chicken.
I think yes.
You think yes, it's American food. But I think most Americans would not consider it American food.
It's still Turkish. And because it's, of course it's still Turkish, but it's like.
But it's like, where do you draw the line then?
But it's, yeah, it's a good question.
I think also it doesn't really matter.
I think it does.
It is what it is. It's like, it's itself.
It's part of the legacy of a.
Well, then would you.
Of an ethnicity.
Would you call Tex-Mex then Mexican? Because it. Like it originally.
No, but that's labeled as something. I think it's all about labels. So it's like Chinese food in America is labeled as Chinese food. It's not labeled as Chinese American food. It's labeled as Chinese food. Tex-Mex is like Texas Mexican food. So there.
I don't think it's about labels.
It is like Texan
I think
food.
Anyone can throw on a label on.
Yes, but it's about like what the general public perceives it as. So it's like the general public perceives it as Tex-Mex, not as Mexican food. And the general public perceives it as Chinese food, not as like...
I think it's
like,
more about
no one
who actually
it as American
made the
Chinese
food.
Food.
Well, I think I agree with you.
I think it's who made the food like that matters more than what the general public perceives
but
it to be.
I think that you can be... A lot of the time it's an immigrant pandering to like American tastes. And even though they made the food, I think
part of it is whether it like respects the source material.
No, that's true.
And if you feel like it doesn't respect it, a lot of the time it will be labeled as Tex-Mex because it's kind of a reductive
thing. I think it always respects the origin as long as it's coming from a person who's like who's from there.
But
I wouldn't even agree with
but
that.
But still, I think that you should usually give the benefit to the if I don't know.
Guys, we lost a quarter of our listeners.
Whoa.
No, a third.
Yeah, I'm not making very nuanced takes here.
Where's John Luca? John Luca left.
I don't know. I can just talk about Turkish food.
Do
like,
we have
if we suddenly
left?
Started, yeah. I'm just thinking if we suddenly started calling Döner like actually it's like German instead of Turkish, like that's just really unfair to just claim that as like our own, even though. It was founded.
I feel
like as a sandwich,
okay,
I guess.
New conversation.
So,
should we move to some music?
Do you guys want to move to music?
Sure. Also, no problem with like creating the nuance. Why not just call it?
Can I play a
Mexican
song?
Mexican American.
I get
sure,
you.
But I will.
I think that's
I'm,
good.
Why
yeah.
not just
we have
call
time
it
for like
Turkish
two songs,
German?
So sure. Turkish, sure. You can call it Turkish German food. I think that's okay. I think they would be afraid if they called it Turkish German food, less people would eat at that restaurant, so they don't do it.
Has anyone here listened to the new BTS album?
I have not yet. I didn't even know they came out with a new album.
There's one good song on there?
Yeah. Only one?
Mm-hmm. Only one.
One that I like, at least.
Okay, wait. I'm going to turn off all the mics.
Okay.
Thank you. está no chão. O céu não cai do alto, é o claro, é a escuridão.